The divine providence of the Lord has for its end a heaven from the human race. Holy Supper is for the sake of strengthening our conjunction with the Lord. The Lord wants the closest kind of relationship with us, what is called in the word conjunction, or joining together. From the beginning, the Lord's purpose in creating the universe and mankind was so that he might be conjoined with us in love, and we with him. Let's listen to what the Lord says in the second chapter of the book Divine Providence. The Lord did not create the universe for his own sake, but for the sake of those with whom he will be in heaven. For spiritual love is such that it wishes to give what is its own to another. And as far as love can do this, love is in its peace and in its blessedness. From this it follows that the divine love, and consequently the divine providence, has for its end a heaven, which should consist of people who have become and who are becoming angels, on whom the Lord can bestow all the blessings and kinds of happiness that belong to love and wisdom, and bestow these from himself in them. The most powerful, concrete way the Lord expresses his desire to be conjoined with us is by the sacrament of the Holy Supper. In it, we accept his invitation to dine with him. We freely receive the food and drink he offers us. Receiving the Holy Supper represents entering into heaven. Even while we are living on earth, we can enter heaven and be conjoined with the Lord, for as we just read, heaven consists of people who have become angels and also of those who are becoming angels. Reading further, the Lord's heaven in the natural world is called the church, and an angel of this heaven is a person of the church who is conjoined with the Lord. After he leaves this world, he becomes an angel of the spiritual heaven. So, what has been said of the angelic heaven must also be applicable to the human heaven that is called the church. It is important for us to have the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, not only as a reminder of the goal, which often seems far away, but also to strengthen the heavenly states that we have now. This is one of the main uses of the Holy Supper, to remind us that the kingdom of heaven is near, even within us. What are heavenly states? Most simply, we read, heaven is conjunction with the Lord. Heaven is not heaven because of the angels, but because of the Lord. For the love and wisdom in which the angels are, and which constitute heaven, are not from the angels, but from the Lord, and are, in fact, the Lord in them. Often people feel rather doubtful about whether they will go to heaven. This can be a useful feeling if we are then motivated to look for obstacles in ourselves to the Lord and to heaven, so that we can work on removing them. But we must not underestimate the Lord's power to save us. Heaven is not heaven because of us, but because of the Lord, and he has all power. So we should not allow ourselves to become too discouraged. We read, man by creation is such that he can be more and more closely conjoined with the Lord. But since conjunction involves our response, we cannot be conjoined with him unless we shun evils as sins against him. We read, man is more and more closely conjoined to the Lord, not by knowledge alone, nor by intelligence alone, nor even by wisdom alone, but by a life conjoined to these. Man's life is his love. In general, there is the love of evil and the love of good. The love of evil is the love of committing adultery, taking revenge, defrauding, blaspheming, and depriving others of their goods. The love of evil has a sense of pleasure and delight in thinking about these things and in doing them. Now, because the Lord flows into the life's love of everyone and through the love's affection into his perceptions and thoughts, it follows that the Lord can conjoin himself more closely only so far as the love of evil with its affections, which are lusts, has been removed. As these lusts reside in the natural man, and as whatever a person does from the natural man, he feels as if he does from himself, therefore, he ought to remove the evils of that love as if of himself, as if on his own initiative. And as far as he does this, the Lord draws nearer and conjoins himself to him. Anyone can see from reason that lusts with their delights obstruct and close the door in front of the Lord, and that these lusts and delights cannot be cast out by the Lord as long as man himself holds the door closed and pressing from the outside prevents it from being opened. That a person himself ought to open the door is clear from the Lord's words in Revelation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Hence it is evident that as far as anyone shuns evils as being of the devil and as obstacles to the Lord's entrance, he is more and more closely conjoined to the Lord, and that he is most closely conjoined if he abominates them as so many dusky and fiery devils. The conjunction of the Lord with a person in whom evils have been put away is meant by these words of the Lord: Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And by these words: He who has my commandments and keeps them, I will make my home with him. To have the Lord's commandments is to know them, and to keep the commandments is to love him. For it is said in the same passage, He who keeps my commandments, he it is who loves me. Drinking the wine of the Holy Supper represents knowing the Lord and receiving wisdom from him by conjunction with him. We may picture having long talks with a good friend whom we greatly respect, who teaches us valuable life lessons. We read, The more closely a person is conjoined with the Lord, the wiser he becomes. Angels said that they picture wisdom to themselves as a palace, magnificent and highly adorned, the ascent to which is by 12 steps, and that no one reaches the first step except from the Lord, by conjunction with him. One attains that conjunction so far as he casts out hell from himself. Further, they said that everyone ascends the steps to the palace according to the measure of his conjunction with the Lord. And as he ascends, he perceives that no one is wise from himself, but only from the Lord, and that the things in which he is wise, compared with those in which he is not wise, are as a few drops of water compared to a great lake. Eating the bread of the Holy Supper represents receiving the happiness of heavenly love by conjunction with the Lord. We read, The more closely a person is conjoined with the Lord, the happier he becomes. This happiness, however, is rarely manifest in the world, for man is then in a natural state, and communication with heaven is felt only by a certain quiet and peace of mind that especially follows combats against evils. But when a person puts off the natural state and enters the spiritual world, which takes place after his departure from the world, then the happiness of heaven shows clearly. May the Holy Supper strengthen our conjunction with the Lord as we work on removing evils from our lives. For then we will feel the inflowing of wisdom and peace from the Lord more and more. We will feel more and more free and in charge of our lives. Yet more and more we will perceive that all the good things in our lives are the Lord's. And the church will become more and more the Lord's heaven on earth. Amen.